Arkansas, but no one, I can recall a lot of brutality when I was in the first few years of grammar school. This probably is why I went on to become a scrapper, and also why I did not myself have any sadistic impulses. Mm-hmm. And after I, you know, got to the point where I could take care of myself, I didn't notice sadistic impulses in anyone else either.
Yeah, right.
That point of view is extremely subjective.
Yeah, right. Well, what about those early years? Was that just normal kid stuff? There wasn't organized in any way.
No, that was just normal
kid stuff. Well, did you all ever play games with knives of any sort around here?
Well, of course, I was mumbled a peg. And
you did that?
Yeah.
Kids often carry knives?
Mm-hmm.
Like a jackknife
was probably the most common thing, but of course in the early 50s you had a few people, like my brother, for instance, who were consciously trying to be juvenile delinquents who carried switchblades to left. But the knife was just sort of, it was a badge of being a boy, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a jackknife or a pen knife. I can remember one time at a birthday party. This was when I was still being bullied to a certain degree, that for some reason I had aggravated one of the bullies who were at the party, and he lifted up a little girl's dress and pulled out a penknife and said something about how he used her as sort of an anatomical model, you know? And so I was going to take his penknife and open me up from gullet to wishbone. Those weren't his exact terms, you know, but that was, you know, quite graphic demonstration of what could happen to me if I didn't straighten up. My first introduction to the Liebestode, too.
Well, mumbly peg, and did you play games with ropes at all?
Tug of war. The girls, of course, played, I sound like a male chauvinist pig, but the girls played... skip rope and jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys generally played tug of war.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what about marbles?
Yeah,
lots of marbles games. Mm-hmm. Well, what were some of the games you played with marbles?
I don't remember, really, except that we always played for keeps. I can remember the games. We never played officially because our rules were never really set until just before the game. Say, hey, you want to play marbles? And a kid would say, sure, no potato hills, no, I can't remember all of the...
What's a potato hill?
This is where you can, and I don't know what the advantage of this was at all, you actually carefully remove the dirt around the marble you want to knock out. Kind of thing, but I guess I can see an advantage, because if you destroy any portion of that hill, and it's a marble near the edge, you know, you might be able to get it out.
Yeah.
But there's no potato hills, there's some of them that sound quite elaborate. It's just potato hills that are a marble. No buck shooting.
What's buck shooting?
I don't have any idea. I've forgotten what that is. Couldn't buck shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these undoubtedly were just made up by the kids of the spur of the moment just to intimidate their opponent. I know I was often intimidated like hell.
Yeah.
We had agates and steelies and flints, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was that steelies? Was using steelies legal?
Not most of the time. Except many people, you know, clanking their steelies together like Captain Queequeg or Captain Queeg in the Caine Mutiny.